Hello and welcome to the Guys Like Us podcast. This is your host, Tyler Brondike, and today I'm joined with Brandon Harvath, who is the CEO of Christian Care Ministry. So stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. Thank you for joining today. It's great to have you, to be listening. If you've been listening for the last few episodes or last hundreds of episodes, welcome back. Thank you for your continued support and encouragement of this ministry and the work that we're doing with the Guys Like Us. If you're a new listener, welcome. You're in for a treat today. Have a fun conversation with Brandon Harvath, who's the CEO of Christian Care Ministry. It's an alternative healthcare solution. They're based down in Florida, but across the United States and beyond. And so Brandon talks a bit more about his faith background, about why care, why health and all these things matter for God. Looks at the book of Acts when all the believers had everything in common and they were sharing back in Acts 2:42. And then we get into more about CCM, the kind of nuts and bolts of what they do and how it's different than maybe some of your more traditional healthcare providers like a Blue Cross or an Aetna or these different providers that you may use. And then he leaves us with a cool story as well of just some impact and change. And so certainly have a fun time here with Brandon and know that you will as well. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Brandon. One last thing before we get to the podcast conversation, and it is certainly an important piece to add. As someone who wants to improve their marriage, you know, there's a lot out there about how to have a stronger relationship. There are books, conferences, and marriage counseling. Our friends at Restory Counseling have created something unique in the Thrive Marriage Lab, more than a book and a weekend conference. Not quite marriage counseling, but far more than a library of videos and teachings. In fact, marriage counselors are walking a path with you live. And so our friends here at Restory believe there are 12 categories that lead to marital growth. And they've created a year-long journey that leads to connection in your marriage that you long for. And so that's why they only open Thrive once a year, so that they can walk with you on this path from the beginning. Go to restory.life/thrive to learn more today. And for our listeners here, if you use GLU, you'll receive $20 off every month as a friend of this podcast. So it's true, you can keep searching, Google, sifting through the advice about how to have deeper connection with your spouse, or you can join this lab where you'll find professional counselors facilitating conversations for just you and your spouse, where other couples can offer you a community of support. Again, go to restory.life/thrive to learn more and join today, and use GLU for $20 off every month. Certainly, you can find this information in the show notes as well. Well, here's our conversation with Brandon. Brandon, welcome to the podcast. Excited to have you on.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler. Thanks for having me today. Glad to be here.
Certainly. So we're talking about an interesting topic today, which is on healthcare. I know this is everyone's favorite topic, talking about, health or well-being, and can, you know, certainly spark good conversation. And so before we get into that and into, some of the work that you're doing now in your personal investment, just would love to hear more about your faith background and why you became so interested in health and taking care of, taking care of our health, our health, and then just the kind of larger picture as well.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, I mean, I'll take you back just my faith journey a little bit and share, when I was growing up as a young boy, we didn't really go to church. Neither of my parents really knew Christ. And then we moved and moved into a new neighborhood. And we had a couple of neighbors who, husband and wife walked down the street one day and knocked on our door and introduced themselves. And what happened next, they introduced us to Jesus. And so just an amazing, you know, I like to tell folks kind of like just the Lord stepped in and zapped right into our family tree. And he invited us to church. I'd like to say the rest was history, but you know, the walk of faith with the Lord, and when you come to faith in Jesus, it's not always that easy, right? So I can't say I've had my ups and downs in faith, but he has been so faithful to me. And so my faith grew through high school, went on to college, and it grew even more. Actually, I was pretty nervous. We were talking about college earlier, and I went to a very secular university. I was hoping to go to a Christian school and go into full-time ministry even then at a young age, and found myself in a situation where I couldn't afford that. So I got stuck at a, you know, a very secular local university, and was petrified, right, that I wouldn't grow in my faith. And the Lord was faithful to me. If anything, my faith grew more, you know, during that time than probably any other time in my life. So, but anyway, I've always had that just desire to serve the Lord in whatever I do vocationally, professionally, personally, you know, whether that's in church. I've had the privilege of serving as a deacon for a number of years, as an elder for years in our church, and leading various Bible studies, all those great things. But I had this weird sort of circuitous, strange, you know, vocational experience. And I thought for years, like, Lord, what are you doing with this? I spent a decade in banking, of all things. I started in finance, and that's where I grew up, right? I grew up in banking, Bank of America, and did that for a number of years. And then I went on to health insurance, had an opportunity to join a large health insurance organization in the Blue Cross Blue Shield space, did that for quite a while, and went on to run an international operation at a large international health insurance organization, and a number of other things. And so I had these experiences that I just didn't, frankly, know what to do with or what the Lord was even doing with them, you know, even early in my career, and got to see healthcare inside the U.S., outside the U.S. I toured hospitals in Far East Asia, and places where you don't ever want to get stuck having to go to the hospital, right? And in places like that, and just see the sheer humanity of God's creation, and see how people deal with this issue of healthcare around the world. So just before coming to Christian Care Ministry, I had the privilege of serving as the president of a hospital system, and that was through the COVID pandemic. And so I've got to tell you, quite a bit of even PTSD from that, and experiencing, you know, transitioning an entire organization like that. Yes, from in-person care to virtual care, you know, all of the mental health issues surrounding that, just, I mean, so many challenges, so many challenges in our healthcare system coming from that. But here I am in ministry full time at Christian Care Ministry, and joined CCM about 2.5 years ago, and just couldn't be more excited about what the Lord is doing here through some pretty wild, unique, you know, market alternatives to how we deal with healthcare here in the United States.
That's fantastic. And just kind of reflecting on the last few years, you're right, during the healthcare system in during COVID was really challenging. I recall my wife having appointments, but they were virtual, but there were, you know, she was seeing a dermatologist virtually, which is like, you know, so hard to do. It's like,
I can't officially call it a COVID baby, okay, but my wife and I have 7 kids. My oldest is 18, going on 19, and so we have 1 in college, and my youngest is 3, and so he was born right in the middle of COVID. Now, talk about insane. Yes, I mean, going to a doctor was difficult. Having a baby was just so hard. We weren't allowed to have family come in to visit. I mean, just the craziness. And to be honest with you, Tyler, even the simple dignity of a death, right, and the issues that people went through in the healthcare system of not even being able to be by their loved one's side through death, right? Just heartbreak to watch in so many ways. But we had a baby in the middle of all of that, and talk about insane experiences.
That's right. Yeah, no, I recall a friend of mine also had a baby, and it was, I don't remember the details, but basically it was hard to visit the hospital. They had to go one at a time, the parents. It was really unique of that whole, you know, it's an important experience in one's life, and just seeing some of the brokenness in that, right, as a result of just how the world is, but also just seeing how the last few years certainly created some new challenges. So would love to No, we'd love to talk more kind of about your transition from, working at Blue Cross, working in kind of the larger conglomerate of healthcare to now with CCM. But even before we do that, would love just to kind of get us a good understanding. I know you're, have a theology or theological rootings of health and of care. Would love just to kind of hear a bit more of what that looks like for, for you and how you see it and as it pertains to the work that you're doing now.
Yeah, well, I might surprise you a little bit with this, Tyler, but let me take you down this direction and say, well, a little bit of background on CCM I'll just share with you. Christian Care Ministry has been serving now for 3 decades. So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, going on 31 years in continuous ministry. This year we'll process well over $1 billion in healthcare bills. We're not an insurance company. We are a community of believers that come together to commit to helping each other with their healthcare bills. It's all we connect needs with resources, and that's what we do here at CCM. And we've been doing that continuously, providing that really critical, I'll call it market alternative to things like health insurance. I just think the church has such an incredible opportunity, and I would even argue responsibility, to show the world a better way, to just show them how does Christ's love really operate in the church today in practical ways. We think it's through things like this. But here's the rooting to it, and I'll take you to, yes, Acts, early church, right? Ancient Jerusalem. You go back just after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, and this early church, obviously, fledgling, growing by thousands. Acts 2:42 takes you through a couple of, anecdotes and saying how they shared all things in common, right? They came together, sold what they had, and loved on each other, right? They didn't have need, because where one had need, the other had a resource, and they connected to one another through the church, right? And took care of each other. That's a huge gap in the church today. I think a lot of it has to do with our American culture, right? We just don't like raising our hand and admitting we need help. And on the other side, we're proud and we're stingy. We like to think we can pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And that's just not the way the church, in my opinion, was meant to operate. But if you fast forward in Acts, you look at Acts 6, and you see the story tucked in there, sort of, as I would call it, maybe the first fissure, maybe the first crack, in the foundation of the church happening there in Acts 6. And at the top of that chapter, Luke tells a story of how a group of widows' needs weren't being met. They were being neglected in the daily distribution. So you have this dichotomy going on, the Hellenists and the Jews. You're in Jerusalem, so clearly the Hellenists are the outsiders, right? Maybe the outcasts, if you will. And so you've got a picture of early maybe racism in the church, maybe some denominationalism, if you want to call it that. But clearly people not acting the way Christ intended for his church, right, to act. I mean, John 17, right? He desired that we'd be one, right, and we'd be unified. And so there was a solution, right? We weren't just left with a problem statement there. Hey, there are some being neglected in the daily distribution. That wasn't the end of the story. They got together and said, well, the risk is too high. The risk is that the ministry of the word and the ministry of prayer is not happening because of this issue. We've got to fix this problem. So let's appoint these folks in the church here to be deacons. And I would argue those were the early deacons, the birth of the deacons. There were three qualifications: full of the Spirit, of a good reputation, and of wisdom, right? Full of wisdom. And so that's how we look at our ministry, and that is like a 21st century deacon ministry. We're here to be the ones to connect needs with resources in the church. We're not the resource, right? Sometimes, like, my family, I have 7 kids. Sometimes we are the ones with the needs, but we're here just like those early deacons to be the ones to connect the needs with the resources. The output is pretty clear too. At the end of that story, it's recorded that when those problems were addressed, the church grew, right? And the word of God went forth and freed up, right? Like Aaron and Hur holding up the arms of Moses, right? It allowed, the pastors, if you will, the apostles, to do their job of preaching the word and administering prayer to one another, and they grew, right? And disciples continued growing. So we see that as so critical to just culturally how the church should be operating today. And MediShare is just one example of ministry that we do here at Christian Care Ministry as a manifestation of that culture.
No, that's great. And you use the word earlier, an alternative, right? And so just trying to think through, like when I was looking more into CCM and trying to kind of put a framework around it, I'm thinking, right, of insurance and healthcare insurance, of where I, you know, spend my money, or actually, my, you know, my employer, it's part of my employer has a plan, and, you know, there's how confusing the healthcare system is. I'm sure some know about it. I don't know a whole ton, but you have almost like a down payment, but like a deductible, and then you have the healthcare insurance provider basically will, you know, the costs are a certain amount, and they're kind of almost subsidized through healthcare insurance. And so it's almost, yeah. So it's that if you get a bill, you're paying a little bit less. And so can you explain kind of the difference between healthcare insurance and like a MediShare, and what you guys do? Is it something that is on top of insurance, or is it almost an alternative where, you know what, most people who partake in CCM aren't currently, you know, on quote unquote, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield or like whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can tell you, after more than a decade in health insurance, this is not health insurance. And we are in so many ways very different than health insurance. We like to say we're better than insurance. And so here's the reason we would say that. The nature of insurance is that you are giving some company all of your money. Okay, it's going into a big pool, and out of that pool, they're agreeing to take on the risk of covering your medical bills, and, you know, under certain conditions, you know, for whatever period of time that you're paying your premium. We don't do that. Here's what we do. You pay into the community in your into your own account, and a share amount every single month. Okay, now this isn't just nuance. We don't actually take those dollars. They sit in your account that we set up to be a part of the community. And when a bill comes in, we identify that need coming from the community. We identify the dollars coming out of each of those accounts to go fund that bill. Okay, you're agreeing as you come into the community, just like you would. I mean, if you just think about being in your local church, okay, if you're mm-hmm. sitting in your church pew today mm-hmm. and the family's all around you, it would be no different, except we use a lot of good technology. It'd be no different than passing around the hat, if you will, to collect dollars and help pay for the family next to you, you know, their medical bill. And this is, you know, for so many years, how Christians have done it. This is, by the way, how countries outside of the U.S. do this. This is culturally normal in so many other places. It's abnormal to us because I think the profit motive of insurance companies have taken over the last century, and desires to do things in such a way that just, you know, line the pockets. We're here as a nonprofit, faith-based association of churches as a ministry to help connect those needs with resources for that community of believers. Now, we bring a lot of technology to the table. We believe technology should be used for the glory of God to its maximum, right? Just like things like this podcast. This is great technology, right? But how we do that and how we help make it easy for all of the members in that community is pretty awesome. So you get an ID card. So when you walk into the doctor's office, they know that you have a MediShare or a healthcare sharing plan. They bill us directly. We do it all electronically through EDI exchanges, right? So you don't have to deal with those things, generally speaking. You go into the hospital, give them the card, simple experience. My wife was in the hospital last year for just under a week. Crazy experience, whole nother story. But that's exactly what our experience was. Gave them our ID card for MediShare. MediShare took care of the rest. We use networks, right? So we allow, and the reason we use networks is to get discounted pricing for our members, to get the best possible price, right, that we can. And then when that's not the best price, we even have teams of folks that negotiate those bills. We have strategies and algorithms, just like you might find elsewhere, to make sure that bill can get beat down and made as small as possible and as appropriate as possible, right? Where it makes sense, and we're not getting billed by hospitals or doctors inappropriate things, or whatever the case may be. So we bring in all of those tools to make it as efficient, effective, and as easy as possible for our members. But at the end of the day, we're just referees in the game and helping you connect with the family next to you and the family next to you. And the beauty of that, Tyler, is the ministry aspect. We get to pray with all of our members, right? You're not just calling into a insurance company and saying, hey, take care of this bill. when you call into us, we're talking to you about the physical need, but we're praying with you about the spiritual needs. You got a new cancer diagnosis in your family. We talk to folks like that every, we walk with people and families in their absolute deepest, deepest valleys in life. And that's the core of the ministry that we get to do, right? Paying the bill and facilitating that among members is great and it's fun, but the real core of the ministry that we get to do is walking with people in their deepest valleys.
No, that's wonderful. That's what I was going to ask, actually, is like, what is the extent of the type of needs, right, that you're, that you step into? So could it be, it could be a lot, is that size of, you know, battling cancer, or, you know, if you go and you have a strep throat and you go to the doctor too, and there's that sort of level. So it sounds like you kind of cover the gamut there, spectrum.
My family's really enjoyed this aspect. We actually provide all of our members with access to telehealth for urgent care. Okay. And so it's part of membership. You don't pay anything extra out of pocket for it. And so when we're sick, we go onto the app, we schedule a urgent care telehealth appointment, you know, within 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever the case may be. Doctor's there on the phone. You can show them the picture of your, you know, your swollen, you know, tonsils or tongue from the strep throat or whatever, you know, your illness is. They call up the prescription and off you go, right? You're done. So we even examples like that of technology and just how we try to, you know, make it as easy and simple for our community as possible. I think that's how the body of Christ should be worked together.
That's great. And so tell me, I'm trying to kind of get a more macro scale here. So like, what are the kind of average American spending on healthcare, you know, healthcare insurance, I guess, or in healthcare in general per year? And then what is kind of, what does that look like through CCM? Just to kind of get more of the, understand more of the costs associated as well.
Yeah, at the most macro level, in general, we find that families who come into Christian care ministry on average save about half of what they were paying in a normal insurance scheme. Now, a lot of folks have access to good health insurance subsidized through their employer. And, you know, I would say if you don't need something like Christian Care Ministry or MediShare because you've got a great subsidized program through your employer, it may not be the best thing for you, right? You might have a really good financial alternative. But when someone's not paying that bill for you, because there is still a bill, the difference is, you know, your employer's paying for it, right? Or somebody else might be paying for it. In some cases, even the government, right? In example, like the ACA. But still, on average, it depends on the size of your family and your age. You know, $400 to $500 a month for a family is not unusual. Individuals, well under that, right? So if you're young and individual, you can pick up a membership in Christian Care Ministry pretty affordably. All of it's really easy to get to on our website. So you can go out there and just put in your, you know, basic information and get a feel for our pricing. But those are the share amounts that you would pay every month, right? And it depends on what kind of a membership there you would want to get into. So yeah, it's simple. You've got that monthly share amount that's set depending on your age, the size of your family. And most folks we find are saving about half of what they were paying for a normal, you know, a normal plan on the street. We talk to folks all the time who have to pay anywhere between $1,500 to $2,000 a month, and in some cases more, you know, just to get health insurance, right? People who are self-employed, people who don't have other subsidized insurance through their employers, you know, in situations like that.
Awesome. And do you guys work through, like, so say, you know, you said it's an association of churches. Can you explain more of that? So do you partner with churches that can, that have plans for their, you know, their church team, or how does that, can you explain more about what that looks like?
Yeah, we've got hundreds of churches that we work with exactly in that manner, right? So whether it's their pastors or their staff, whatever the case may be, and that's exactly what we try to do. There are a lot of different ministry benefits, if you will, that we offer, though, through our Association of Churches. To this point, we have a little over 7,000 churches that are a part of our Association of Churches. We'd encourage, by the way, if you've got any pastors or staff, you know, listening in churches, you don't even have to pay to be a part of our Association of Churches. You can join us and get a lot of great information, access to a lot of good health information. We run conferences every year with our pastors on mental health for our pastors, and offer them a number of great resources there. So yes, you can get membership, right, for your church, for your staff, for your pastors, et cetera, through Christian Care Ministry that way. You know, the insurance world would call it like a group, right? We don't call it that at all. These aren't groups, right? We're serving Christians in and through and for the church. But yes, we are an association of churches, and that is how we operate and the way that we operate. You do have to sign a statement of faith, right, to be a part of the community as well, right? We want to make sure that these are like-minded believers who are coming together to agree and being a part of the community.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Would love just to hear a story, but you know, I ask all these questions because, you know, I think for one, it's a lot of folks don't know about this. I certainly didn't, you know, just starting to hear about what you all do. And I think it's incredibly fascinating. And so I hope this isn't sound like a sales call for folks who are listening, but more so really just to kind of explain what, you know, what get a more context into healthcare and into to what you all do. That's an alternative, but would love just to kind of hear a story that has, you know, that keeps you going, or story of just of like, wow, this is, you know, really cool to kind of see the impact. You mentioned briefly, you know, walking with people in cancer. And so just would love to hear if something comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, every day we get stories, and I'm not exaggerating. So every day there are just phenomenal examples of how we hear from families who have been so incredibly blessed, not only to be a part of the ministry in terms of unexpected healthcare situations being taken care of by the community and being paid for, but just the spiritual walk that we've been able to be a part of and praying for people. And so many examples, I can't even begin to tell you the examples we've heard of healings that have happened, and just the times that we don't, you know, not every call we get is about a healthcare bill. A lot of times it's just, you know, part of our members asking for prayer and asking for help walking through a really difficult, you know, situation in their life. On a really personal level, I'll just tell you, I started to share with you a bit. I had my own personal story with CCM just last year. And of course, as a part of the ministry, we are MediShare members and our family. And my wife unexpectedly had a healthcare situation hit us just about a year ago. And if, you know, you're a father out there and you've got young kids at home or any kids at home, you know, when mama's out, it's not a good day, right? And when you've got one of those really difficult, scary situations happening and mama's in the hospital, man, your life almost flashes before your eyes, right, Tyler? So it was one of those moments in time where I just had to lean on the Lord and trust in him to get through it. At the end of the day, I few calls, conversations in with our team at MediShare. We got the bill in. I won't tell you how much it was, but I will say it was mind-blowing, the amount of money it cost to just be in the hospital for a few days. And I just got done telling you, too, I spent time leading a hospital system. I had an idea of what to expect. It blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. Wow. We were able to get that bill cut by two-thirds by the time we were done with it at Christian Care Ministry. That wasn't even the great part. The great part was a few weeks later, and we had prayer and time, obviously, with folks from Christian Care Ministry. But a few weeks later, we got one of our share notices in the mail, and on there were printed some of the prayers and the notes from other members who had been praying for my wife and helping walk with her through that she didn't even know about, folks she had never met, part of the body of Christ in another church somewhere, you know, in another part of the country. And she picked up the phone and called me when it came in the mail. I was at work, and she just broke down in tears, saying, I had no idea, right, that this is the kind of beauty that can come out of the body of Christ when they come together like this. And so it was just an amazing time, amazing experience, amazing opportunity. You know, every day we deal with situations, whether they're mental health situations, you know, that are very severe, and folks ending up in hospitals as a result, whether it is NICU situations, and you've got the very young, right, newborns dealing with not just very expensive, but very scary moments, right, from, yes, diseases, accidents, all kinds of things. And that is our day-to-day ministry. That is literally what we do every day, walking with people through the through those valleys. So. Wow.
No, it's, and I love the kind of totality, the wholeness of seeing care, right? Of the physical needs in that sense, but the deep rooted soul care, interceding through prayer. And, to know that other people are with you and are praying for you and, are supporting you in that. And it's not, it's less of this transactional talking to, you know, some office far away, but rather you're really connecting to the people. As you said, it's a community. So I love that.
Well, and that's probably one of the most heartbreaking, I'll say times in my career, looking back, was just those moments in commercial health insurance where you're dealing with those same issues, broken people, constantly. And those are the issues you're dealing with, and not having the ability to speak life into them through the gospel of Jesus Christ, right, in a meaningful way. You can pray for people, certainly, to myself, but think of all of the millions of lost opportunities that those organizations have to really minister the gospel and real life, into folks. So that's the beauty. At least here we get the opportunity, to be a part of. Your church can do the same thing, by the way. You don't have to be members of, an organization like Christian Care Ministry. We just provide the tools and resources for folks to be able to do that. But, part of my goal is just to say, look, we all should be about that kind of deacon ministry, right? As Christians, as followers of Christ, as men, as women, right? We should all be about that kind of business and love on one another as a part of the body of Christ.
I love that. Brandon, this has been great, and really appreciate you, going into detail and sharing a bit more about your heart too behind this. Would love just to, as we kind of wrap things up here, where folks can find you. And then, if there's anything else you wanted to share that, wasn't mentioned that you'd like to touch on too, certainly open floor here.
Yeah, love it. Well, your listeners are certainly welcome to come visit us at mychristiancare.org, and you'll see a lot about Christian Care Ministry. If you're just interested in checking out MediShare, go to MediShare.com. We are the original and the only, right? So you hear that name kind of thrown around a bit, but MediShare is who we are, MediShare.com. You can check us out there. If you've got students, by the way, if you're like me, a dad just with kids, I'd encourage you to check out some of our other ministries. And one example there is Student Leadership University, and led by Dr. Jay Strack. Just an amazing example of how we are working to equip students of today to be Christian leaders tomorrow. And so some other things out there like that that you might not think about immediately when you think of Christian Care Ministry, we would just encourage you to check out. And if you're a pastor, part of a church staff, serving in ministry, we've got a lot of great resources on our website there as a part of our Association of Churches, including some mental health support tools, a number of other support services there if you are a pastor or serving in that capacity.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brandon. It's been a joy and a privilege to have you on. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.